弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想当我们在问平安的时候
，And as we greet one another's peace to you.
我希望我们都不是只是表面上的问安。
And I pray that those greetings are not superficial.
因为我们现在所处的是一个动荡不安的时代。
Because we are in a time where it is a lot of chaos.
我们在这里享受这么好的敬拜。
And we are enjoying this time of worship.
我们在这里享受圣徒们相交的喜乐。
And we're enjoying the joy with the fellowship of the saints.
但是我们永远不可以忘记，今天我们所处的时代是一个暂时浮在恶者手下的时代。
We cannot forget that we are in a time where it's temporarily under the dominion and the rule of the evil one.
仇敌能够在各地能够用不同的方式在这里伤害人。
The enemies through whatever means is going to bring harm to people no matter where we are.
盗贼来就是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
The robbers and the thieves they come to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
我想前两天发生在巴黎的事情，也可能发生在全世界任何的地方。
And I think everyone has come to the news of what's happened in Paris, and I know that it could happen anywhere in the world.
我想我们听到这样子的消息，知道很多弟兄姊妹也非常的 upset， 也很难过。
And I know, brothers and sisters, when you come to these news, you're upset and you feel sad about it.
我们甚至可能会问说，神，你为什么容许这些事情发生
？And perhaps we even ask the question, God, why would you permit or allow these things to happen？
我们可能也会担心会不会发生在我们的身上。
And then we begin to worry what happened to us.
我想这不是我今天能够花太多的时间，但是我简单提三个点。
I can't spend a lot of time, but I want to mention briefly three points.
第一个就是圣经上明明的告诉我们，目前这个世代是伏在恶者的手下。
First of all, the scripture is very clear that the world is under the dominion of the evil one right now.
仇敌可以借着人跟人、国跟国、民跟民之间有很多的冲突带来伤害。
And through the conflicts between people, between nations, between tribes, it could bring about a lot of harm.
但是我们不要忘记的那个看不见的仇敌就是撒旦。
But do not forget that that invisible enemy is Satan.
我们每一个人都是他的目标。
And every single one of us can be his target.
因为彼得前书告诉我们，撒旦像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可以吞。
Because 1 Peter tells us that Satan is like a roaring lion. He goes to and fro throughout the earth to seek whom he may devour.
也许我们不见得外面被炸弹炸，被机关枪扫。
And perhaps we don't have a bomb that goes off next to us or a machine gun that goes off.
但是很可能我们这个人已经是伏在恶者的手下。
But very likely, maybe we're already subdued under our enemies right now.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
当这些事情发生的时候
when these things do happen,
其实在主耶稣离开世界以前他早就告诉我们
and before Jesus departed this world, he already foretold us.
特别在马太福音24章他告诉我们你们听见打仗和打仗的风声总不要惊慌
In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus warns us and tells us that when you hear rumors of war, do not worry.
民要攻打民国要攻打国各处都有饥荒和地震
When the nations will rise against nation and kingdoms against kingdom, and there'll be famines and pestilence.
主说这些事情一定会发生。
Earthquake throughout the various places. Jesus says these things will happen.
当这些事情发生的时候，它不过是灾难的起头而已，末期还没有来到。
And then the Lord says that these are but the beginning of sorrows, and it's not the end time yet.
底下还有更多的事情要发生。
And there are more things that is to follow.
而末期是什么时候来到呢
？And when is the end time actually going to be here?
是当天国的福音传遍天下的时候。
When the gospel has been preached throughout the corners of the earth.
所以我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有看到，在主耶稣告诉我们的时候，说你看到这些事情发生。
And I don't know if you thought about this when Jesus says, when you see these things happening.
你第一个，你不要惊慌。
Firstly, do not worry.
它一定会发生。
Because it will happen.
它是一个 sign.
Because these are signs.
就像你要到一个地方去，你从来没去过。
Just as if you're going to a place that is not familiar to you.
启正去过了，他就告诉你，当你开，大概开了两个钟头以后。
Run Chi Shen, let's say he's been there before. He says after you've driven for about 2 hours.
你会看到 McDonald's.
You're going to see McDonald's.
一路上有很多 McDonald's, 对不对
？Along the way, there may be many McDonald's.
他说这个 McDonald's 是在湖边。
But this particular McDonald's is right next to the pond.
我到现在还没碰到这样子的 McDonald's. 你会看到他在湖边，然后完了以后是 Burger King.
And I haven't seen a McDonald's that's located in such a picturesque location.
你就要到右边来，下一个出口就要出来了。
And after McDonald's, you see Burger King, and the next exit, that's where you get off.
所以当我开开开开，我看到这个的时候，我就知道我该出来了。
So when I drive and I see these places, I know, okay, it's time for me to exit.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你看到这些事情一直在发生，在发生，多处有饥荒、地震，多处有征战，多处有民跟民攻打，这些事情都是主要回来了。
And brothers and sisters, again, when you see these things, these signs that are happening, nations rising against nations, earthquakes, pestilence, these are signs that the Lord is coming back.
所以一面我们不要惊慌。
So on the one hand, do not get into fret and get worried.
一面我们要极力的传福音来迎接主的回来，不要让这个世代再继续受苦了。
On the other hand, we need to fervently rise up and share the gospel that this generation would not suffer loss.
因为福音必须传遍天下，末期才会来到。
But because the gospel needs to be preached throughout the ends of the earth, that the end time will come.
今天这么多的灾难不过是灾难的起头，末期还没有到。
And all of these problems, they are only the beginning of sorrows. The end time is not yet here.
而第三件事情，
And thirdly,
我们问说神为什么容许它发生？
And we ask, Lord, why would you permit these things to happen?
难道不能够减少一些吗？
Can't you reduce the severity of it?
弟兄姊妹，这个也就在乎教会跟主的配合。
And brothers, I would tell you, this is the co-working of the church with the Lord.
神是无所不能的神。
A God can do all things.
但是他把他现在很多的作为在时间的里面，他把他受限制在教会，在人跟他的配合。
But in a lot of times, the Lord would limit himself in the confines of the working and the co-working of the church and in our doings and our actions.
教会不能够消极的、被动的任凭仇敌猖狂。
That the church cannot passively allow our enemies to do whatever he wants to do.
而是我们应该积极的起来，借着祷告执掌神的权柄。
But we need to rise up in prayer and lay hold of the authority that the Lord has given us.
我们借着祷告，让这个世代能够不一样。
And through prayer that we can change this generation.
好，我们底下我们一起为的，除了求神安慰这些受难的家属以外
，and other than asking the Lord to comfort the family members who suffer these great loss，
好，我们要为着美国，要为这个世代，我们都祷告。
But for America, for this generation, we ought to pray。
能够除去人以眼还眼、以牙还牙的本性。
That we would let go of this attitude and this notion of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth。
让基督的爱、基督的平安能够更多在这个世代中被人享受。
But the love of Christ and the peace of Christ can truly be more enjoyed by this time and this generation.
我们一起站起来，我们有个祷告。
Would you all please rise? Let's pray together.
主，当我们听到这些消息的时候，一面我们心里面沉痛。
Lord, when we hear these news, on the one hand, our hearts do ache.
我们心里面也同情那些受难的家属们。
And our hearts sympathize with those family members who have suffered such a great loss.
但是主啊，你让我们看这些事情和世人看这些事情要不一样。
But Lord, we pray that you would open our eyes and we would see these things differently than the world sees it.
一面我们知道你早告诉我们这些事情会发生。
On the one hand, we know that you already told us that these things will happen.
叫我们预备好迎接你的回来。
That we would be prepared and for your return.
叫我们更认真、更积极地去传福音给世上的人听。
That we would be more serious, more diligent in sharing the gospel to this world.
一面也让我们警醒自己，预备迎接你的再来。
And on the other hand, that we would be awake and alert for your coming back.
不让我们不冷不热，不让我们迷迷糊糊的过今生。
Do not allow us to be lukewarm. Do not allow us to just casually go through this life.
让我们更珍惜我们还留下的生命。
That we would treasure the life that we still have.
我们起来祷告。
That we would rise up to pray.
为着这个世代祷告。
For this generation to pray.
为着赶逐魔鬼的作为而祷告。
And casting out the works of the evil one, that we would pray.
为着人能够得到救恩，被你保护来祷告。
And that man may receive your salvation and be protected, that we would pray.
兴起教会成为祷告的教会。
Raise up your church, that we would be a praying church.
兴起教会成为执掌你权柄的教会。
Raise up a church that would minister authority on your behalf.
为着我们的国家，不管在中国，在美国。 主啊，这些执政掌权的，我们都求你兴起敬畏你的人来。
For our nations, we pray that those who are in the position of government, that they will rise up, O Lord, with your heart.
哦，我们不用人的方法在这里解决冲突。
That we're not using man's means to resolve conflicts.
我们都回到你伟大的十字架底下。
But we come to your great cross.
因为你说你就是我们的和睦。
Because you say that you are our reconciliation.
你来借着十字架，借着宝血，借着舍命，你废掉了所有。
You came through the cross, through your blood, or you abolish all the arguments.
我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
兴起更多福音的使者，能够走到不同的人中间。
Raise up more and more agents of the gospel that we will walk amongst the people around us.
让这些被仇敌利用的人能够因着福音而被瓦解。
That the enemies who are subdued and are being used by the enemy, that they may be dissolved.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.好，请坐。
Please be seated.
今天我们要继续讲这个腓立比书非常非常重要的一段信息。
We're going to continue this portion of a very important passage in the book of Philippians.
我决定相信腓立比书，当我们真的读进去的时候。
I really do believe that as we study this book and we read it.Inside of us,
它一定会改变我们这个人。
It will absolutely change us.
决定不会只是读过一卷书，弟兄姊妹，我这个人一定会被改变。
We won't just be reading of a particular book, but we will be changed.
我们跟神的关系会被改变的。
Our relationship with God will be changed.
我们的生命会被改变的。
Our lives will be changed.
我们整个人生的价值观、对人生的态度会改变的。
Our value system for this life, our attitude towards this life will be changed.
啊，我过去两天。跟一些弟兄姊妹交通，参加不同的小组，参加弟兄会，我里面很受激励。
The last few days, I had the opportunity to meet with many brothers and sisters in various group settings, and I was very encouraged.
我听到很多弟兄姊妹被改变的故事。
I heard a lot of stories of brothers and sisters being changed and transformed.
甚至，更细一点说，很多人借着读腓立比书被改变了。
And more, in more specific detail, because they read this particular book, they were changed.
昨天早上我们弟兄追求聚会，大家很敞开的交通。
Yesterday morning, the brothers got together, had a brothers meeting, and we were very open in sharing with each
other. 你可以很可以看见每一个人真实的一面。
You can see, the trueness of everyone.
我们有软弱，我们有挣扎，我们会有力不能胜的地方。
We have our weaknesses, we have our own struggles, we have areas that we couldn't overcome.
但是你却发现基督一直改变我们，改变我们，改变我们。
But we're discovering that Christ is changing us, and He's changing us.
我们有个弟兄说，他每天早上起来吃完早饭就出去爬山。
And there's a brother that says every morning after eating breakfast, he would go for a hike.
有天吃完早饭要出去的时候，突然想起来，个人不要。单顾自己的事。
And as he was on his way out after he had breakfast, he remembered that we ought not to look out after our own interests.
所以他就帮他太太也做好早饭，而且送到太太的床前面去。
And so he went and prepared breakfast for his wife and brought it to his wife at bed while she was still in bed.
因为他是小组长，所以回去带着全部小组的弟兄都要帮太太做早饭。
So because it's a small group lead, so he requested all the brothers in the small group to do the same thing.
然后他说弟兄姊妹就夫妻之间的感情就大。
And we see that the relationship between couples of the small group was greatly improved.
以前进到小组看到夫妻吵架的时候，全小组都很紧张，恐惧战兢的。
And perhaps you're in a small group with couples and you see couples who are arguing, and when you guys meet, everybody is trembling.
现在弟兄姊妹夫妻都感情这么好，所以聚会非常享受。
Now all of a sudden our relationships are so wonderful and we enjoy our get-togethers.
有一个弟兄提醒我，他说不可以告诉别人哈，这个小组的这个。
And then one particular brother said, hey, Pastor, you don't let anybody know of what we're doing here.
因为很多太太回家今天就会开始要求先生做早饭。
Because if you make it public, then all of a sudden a lot of sisters at church is going to require their husbands to make breakfast now.
那我为什么还敢讲呢？因为我对我们的姊妹们有信任。
And why do I have the courage to share this with all of you? Because I have absolute trust in all the sisters who are here.
我们的姊妹绝对不会是替别人听到的姊妹，对不对？
And I know our sisters, you do not listen messages for others.
我真的希望我们能够好好的学习。有个小组交通到父母亲跟孩子之间的矛盾啊，为难。
And one particular particular brother was sharing about the conflicts that parents would have with their kids.
啊，听见他们怎样为孩子祷告。
And we hear how they begin to start to pray for their kids.
啊，有一对夫妻交通到上个礼拜五，他们都还不知道怎么活下去了，那个难处大到一个地步。
There was a couple or brother was sharing that they didn't know how they were gonna continue living, because they were in such a difficulty.
他们甚至难过到两三天都不想讲话。
And they were, both hurting to the point that they didn't want to talk to each other for a number of days.
但是礼拜五他们却两个人约好早来在教会 parking lot 开始数主恩典。
But they decided, that Friday they would come to church early.
当他们一一数完主恩典的时候，在小组聚会里面那样子的分享。
And they wanted to start count the Lord's blessings, and then that Friday night they started to share.
你可以知道他们里面的感恩喜乐不是装的，整个脸就是这样。
And you can tell that their thanksgiving is not something that was made up, but you can see it from their faces that it was sincerely real.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做走路的基督徒。
Brothers, these are Christians who are in action. They are walking.
教会不能只听到，我们一定要上路的。
The church cannot just merely listen. We need to be on the road.
而且我也决定相信这些有 good report, 有这么好见证的弟兄姊妹，不久以后你还会有软弱的。
And I trust the brothers and sisters, those of you who have brought such wonderful reports, you will come to areas of weakness.
你还是有可能又发生我走不下去了。
That you may come to a point where you still feel like I can't go on.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是保罗今天要跟我们讲的这一段的信息。
And this is what Paul is going to talk about, so I'm going to share with you this morning.
一个真正走天路的人。
A person who is really walking along the heavenly way.
他不可能一帆风顺的。
He will not always have absolute calm.
他也不可能永远得胜的。
He can't always be victorious.
里面有很多的事情要在前面发生的。
There are a lot of things that are still going to happen in his life.
有高有低。
There are heights and there are lows.
有得胜有失败。
There are victories, there are failures.
有很多叫我们喜乐的事，有很多叫我们痛苦的事。
There are a lot of things that bring us joy, there are a lot of things that will bring us sorrow.
但是当我们真知道怎么走这条路的时候。
But we really know how to walk this way.
弟兄姊妹，不管走的过程走的境界走的结局都会不一样的。
It doesn't matter what the process, what the realm, we will discover that they will no longer be the same.
来，我们一起来读这段的圣经好吗？
Let's read this portion of scripture together.
你越年轻越需要好好读这段圣经。
The younger you are, the more important it is for you to pay attention to these verses.
因为摆在你们前面的路比我们多多了。
Because the road that is path that is laid before you is far longer than the rest of us who are here.
如果主怜悯我再给我二十年，那你们很多人至少有六十年。
And if the Lord gives me 20 more years, many of you probably don't have 60 more years.
所以一开始就学好怎么走路的话，那一辈子蒙恩无穷。
So if you learn in the very beginning how to walk properly, then you would be blessed tremendously for the rest of
your life. 好，我们一起来读今天的经文。
Let's read it together, the verses for today.
我知道礼拜五大家已经读到了十六节。
I know you came to verse 16 already.
但是我们主日的信息上次只仓促的结束在十二节。
We quickly ended on verse 12, chapter 3 last week.
那因此我们今天读，我们还是从第十节读到二十一节，好不好？
We're going to start from verse 10 to verse 21.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了。已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。 那我想我们稍微解释一两节圣经，我们就开始哈。一个二十五节。
A couple of verses I want to explain a little more.
对不起，十五节。
Verse 15.
我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。
Therefore, let us as many are mature.Have this mind.
简单的听到完全人叫做 mature 是成熟的人
And again, we note that many who are mature
不是你完美无瑕疵的人
It is not that you're perfect
就是任何人只要成熟都应该要存有这样子的心智
But if you are mature, you ought to have this mind
那么第十六节十五节读过来若在什么事上存别样的心神也必以此指示你们然而我们到了什么地步就当照着什么地步行这个然而翻译的非常不好、啊
Chinese translation verse 16 that was kind of bad
所以我不光有的时候会说英文翻译不好 我很公平前面是这个翻译非常不好
I'm very fair sometimes the English translation doesn't quite reach the essence of the original language
正确的翻译应该就是说无论我们到了什么地步
and English is very good nevertheless
都应该照着同样的原则 而行
in the degree that you have already attained let us walk by the same rule
walk by the same rule NASB 叫做 walkby the same standard 要照着同样的原则同样的标准来走
walk by the same standard by the same principles
好那我们现在来看今天的这一段的圣经、啊、
we'll go through the scriptures together this morning、
我相信在我们这一生里面我们发生了很多的事情
and I trust that in this life we will encounter many things、
不管你多大年纪你现在回头看已经发生了很多事情、
it doesn't matter how old you are if you look back you discover a lot of things that's
happened 我们将来也有很多的事情发生
and there'll still be many more things to come
所以事情发生 behind us around us before us
so there are a lot of things happening behindus, around us, and before us.
所以在这一生里面有无数的事情发生。
Countless number of things that are happening around our lives.
上个礼拜我们讲到七个对比的时候。
And the last time I spoke, we talked about these seven contrasts.
有一个对比叫做万事与基督。
And there was one particular contrast that was all things and then Christ.
在保罗的心中。
And in the heart of Paul,
他不像我们分为家里的事情、职场事情、教会的事情。
He doesn't compartmentalize the way we do things in the family, at church, and at work.
他不像我们分过去的事、现在的事、将来的事。
And we compartmentalize things in time past, present, and to come.
在保罗所有的分类法，一刀两断，就是两个。
And in Paul's division, he only has two. There's only two compartments.
就是基督和所有基督以外的事情。
Christ and everything that does not have anything to do with Christ.
所以他在第三章，他把我们这个人试着抬到天上去。
So chapter 3, he's trying to lift us up to heaven.
让我们从基督的角度，从永恒的角度来看我们人生过去的事、现在的事、将来的事。
And from Christ's perspective, from an eternal perspective, that we will look at the things that happen in time past and present and to come.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要满意于来到教会只是学一些做人的道理。
Brothers and sisters, do not be satisfied in thinking that I've come to church to know how to live.This life,
千万不要满意于来到教会只是享受一点彼此的关怀。
That we would come to church and enjoy the comfort and the caring from one another.
千万不要满意于只是在这里有一点心灵的平静跟寄托。
Do not be satisfied simply that you have some notion of peace and a feeling of the some reliance.
保罗基督在这里用尽的方法想让我们看见一件太伟大的事情。
Paul used whatever means possible to help us to be able to see this.
就是让我们从基督的角度。来看整个世界，看整个人生，看看我们这一生的遭遇。
That from Christ's perspective, we will look at the entire world to look at this, the happenings in our lives and everything around us.
当我们真得到这个的时候
，and when we truly lay hold of the secret.
弟兄姊妹，我们人生一定要不一样。
Brothers and sisters, I know our lives will be changed.
不是说我们再也不会跌倒。
It's not to say that you're not never going to fall again.
更不是说我们再没有挑战跟困难。
Not to say that you're never going to have any more challenges or difficulties again.
而是我们会从基督的角度。从永恒的角度来看这一切。
But from Christ's perspective, from eternal perspective, now you begin to look at all things.
这样子的看法。
And when you look at it this way.
这样子的眼光和角度。
And when you look at it from this particular angle.
会让我们整个过程经过的不一样。
And as you go through the same things again, it will be different.
让我们的结局也不一样。
And your conclusion, your end would be different.
所以在第三章，其实保罗在这里所写下来的哈。
And chapter three, as Paul begins to write,
他的确提到他过去有很多可以夸口的事情。
He did begin to talk about some of the things that he could very well be boastful of.
然后从第七、第八节开始，他就讲他现在已经被主转了。
But from verse 7 and verse 8 on, he says, "I am a changed man."
他已经把万事都因着基督的缘故当作有损的。
And he counted all things. towards his loss for the sake of Christ.
那不仅仅是这么消极，把万事看得虚空，当作有损的。
Not passively looking at all things are loss and their vanity.
而是积极的看见基督是他的至宝。
But more proactively seeing that Christ is his utmost prize.
基督是他的一切。
Christ is his everything.
那是他的现在。
That's his present. That's his now.
等一下，我们从十七节开始就看见他的未来。
And then verse 17, we'll begin to see his future.
他对他未来充满了盼望。
And he's full of hope.
充满了荣耀
Full of glory.
这是我们读圣经的人把保罗的讲章分成过去现在将来
And those of us who are studying the scripture we divide our study this way.
但是对保罗来说
But for Paul as he writes
他不管怎么样他只有一件事
Doesn't matter what it is there's only but one thing
就是基督自己
And it's Jesus Christ himself.
所有的其他叫做万事
And everything else is counted as all things.
这个 all things 不管是 behind us around us before us都叫 all things.
Again, doesn't matter whether things of past, present, and future, they're all summed up in the word all things.
所以我们今天要来看基督是我们的标杆、
And today we're going to come and see how Christ is our goal.
上次我们结束在保罗以基督为他的至宝。
And we concluded with Paul treating Christ as his utmost prize.
这是整个人生观的改变，价值观的改变。
And this is the transformation of his value for this life.
然后保罗是竭力、他要得着基督
and then with all of his might he pursued Christ
他不光价值观改变了他整个追求都被改变了
not only did he change his value system but his pursuits are changed、
而且他那么谦卑他说 他希望认识基督晓得他的复活大能然后效法他的死
and then he humbled himself and he says he want to know the power of his resurrection and be conformed to his death
和他一同受苦他说或者我也得以从死里复活
and also in the fellowship of his suffering that by any means I may attain the resurrection from the dead
你看保罗在主的面前他有一个神圣的不满足
so he's discovered inside of Paul there's a spiritual hunger dissatisfaction
他有一个真实的谦卑
there's a genuine humility
他其实已经得到基督得到太多了
he's laid hold of so much of Christ already
但是他知道他所得到的基督
But he knows the Christ that he has laid hold of.
跟基督的本身相比的话
If it was to be compared with who Christ really is.
好像那个贝壳从大海里面不过舀一瓢就是了
It's like taking a shell and just scooping a portion of water from the ocean.
基督太丰富了
Christ is so rich.
丰富到他知道他一生全心都爱主顺服主他也享受不完基督认识不完基督
He knows that if he pursued Christ and enjoyed Christ for all of his life, he would not know the fullness of Christ.
昨天我们弟兄会的时候，有一个年轻的弟兄说哈。
Yesterday in our brothers' meeting, there was a younger brother that shared.
因为我们有时候交通到这个天然人死不了。
And we shared about how the natural man just won't die.
好像舍己有时候也不会那么快的能够舍己。
And we try to deny ourselves, and we can't do it very well.
他就说，如果是达军弟兄跟我年纪差不多死不了，我还可以了解。
And if his brother Da Jun and he's about my age and he couldn't die, I can understand.
如果于叔叔、庆松叔叔，你们到了这把年纪还死不了的话，我那是不是没有盼望
？And if I look at Pastor Yu and Brother Steve, if at your age, your flesh still doesn't die, then does it mean that I am hopeless?
这个我当然不能让他没有盼望，我就搬保罗做例子。
And so of course I cannot let him go without hope, so I use Paul as an example.
他不管得基督得了多少，他还是说我或者得以从死里复活。
It doesn't matter how much Christ Jesus attained, he still says that by any means I may attain the resurrection.
或者或者我可以得到基督所要我得着的。
That I may lay hold of what Christ wants to lay hold of me.
因为基督给的太多了。
Because what Christ wants to give is too much.
要决定不甘心我们目前所已经得到的。
We cannot be satisfied with what we have today.
所以今天我们要读的十三节、十四节，它其实是太宝贝的一段圣经。
Verse 13, verse 14, they are precious.
他说：“弟兄们
，And he says, brethren,
我不是以为自己已经得着了。
I do not count myself to have apprehended.
我们从十三、十四节，你至少看到奔跑天路的五件重要的事情。
And from verse 13 and 14, you discover five important things as you're on this heavenly journey.
第一个，神圣的不满足，一个真实的谦卑。
Foremost, a dissatisfaction, a spiritual dissatisfaction, a true humility.
不管我们今天已经到了什么地步
It doesn't matter how much we have attained.
不管别人怎么称赞我们，或是我们怎样被神重用。
It doesn't matter how much other people praise us or how much the Lord has been using us.
不管别人怎么说，或是我们自己怎么看，我们永远都要在主的面前觉得不够。
And doesn't matter what other people say and how we view ourselves. We even have this notion that it's not enough.
大海一样的丰富。
And it is exactly like coming to Christ as you're coming to the ocean.
他说我不是以为自己已经得着了。
So he says, I do not count myself to have apprehended.
第二个重要的事情。
And secondly,
他说我只有一件事情。
And then he says, but there's one thing I do.
这就是我刚才说的万事跟基督。
And this is what I was talking about, the earlier comparison, all things versus Christ.
等一下我们读完就知道这个 one thing 是什么呢？大家其实早知道了。
And after we come to the conclusion, we'll discover what this one thing is. Perhaps you know it already.
但是我要强调的就是一件事情 one thing, 保罗的这么专一的追求。
But what I want to emphasize on is that this one thing that he is doing is so focused.
我相信在座的每一个弟兄姊妹，当你在这里年终写你属灵心愿的时候，
And I trust brothers and sisters, you're coming to the conclusion of this year, you're writing your desires for your spiritual desires,
或是明年的心愿你要祷告主的，
And the things that you want to shoot for next year, that you're coming to the Lord, you're praying about.
我相信我们可能会写很多的，
And perhaps you would put a lot of stuff in your list.
那我不是说那样不好哈，可以。
I'm not saying that's not good. It's good.
但是你一定会写很多，我一定要更多的读圣经，我一定要早起，我一定要怎样，要，我们会写很多。
And perhaps you'll write down, you know, oh, I want to study the scripture more, I want to rise up early, and item after items.
我们可以有不同的方式，不同的期望。
And we may have used different means and different expectations.
但是对保罗来说，那个主心轴，那个主干，那个真正的内涵就是要得到基督。
And but for Christ, the fundamentals, the main pillar is to lay hold of Christ.
就是一件事情而已。
And it is to him one thing.
我相信我们生活里面太多事情了。
And I know that there are a lot of things happening around our lives.
所以我上次讲过说，有一种鱼，它只吃虾，不吃别的东西。
And I have given an example of a particular fish that he would only eat shrimp and nothing else.
所以当他在大海里面游的时候，
So when he's swimming about in the ocean,
什么东西发生在他周围，他都没兴趣。
Whatever's happening around him, he doesn't really care.
其他的鱼过来了，海草过来了，水母过来了，他通通看都不想看。
Other fish comes along, seaweed, jellyfish, he really doesn't care.
当他一看到虾，一闻到虾的时候，他全身细胞都 up.
But when he sees a shrimp, when he senses the shrimp is nearby, all his cells are awake.
他就是要得到他。
He wants to lay hold of that one thing.
这就是保罗的心。
And that's the heart of Paul.
他在所有的遭遇里面，他就要得到基督。
In the midst of everything, he says he wants one thing. That's
Christ. 这是他的一件事情。第三个很重要的原则就是要学会忘记背后，努力面前。
And thirdly, to learn to forget those things which are behind, and then reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
你这是得奖，你要奔跑完，要真正这个得到奖赏必须要学的功课。
And this is one lesson that we all need to learn if you want to lay hold of the final prize.
我们可以了解哈，那些犯罪有羞耻历史的人最喜欢这句话。
And we know for a lot of those people who are in sin or who's fallen in sin and particular things that they can't mention among other people.
我们不光自己希望忘记，我们也希望别人都忘记。
And not only do I want to forget about it, I wish everybody else would forget.
我们希望神行神迹，把他脑子里面记得我过去的那段历史，把他 erase 掉。
And I pray that God by works a miracle will erase the memory of those who know what I've done.
甚至有很多人错误的教导说，真正的饶恕就是忘。再也不记得了。
And a lot of people have an erroneous teaching that true forgiveness is when you forget about it, you no longer remember it.
那是不可能的事情。
And that's not possible.
尤其这些刻骨铭心的经历，谁可以忘得了？
Particularly these things that has imprinted in our lives, how do we forget those things?
不管是得胜的经历，失败的经历，你不可能忘掉。
Whether those are experiences of victory or experiences of failure, it's very difficult for us to forget.
所以Dr. Warren Wisby 他就说 forget 不是 fail to remember, 不是说你记不起来了。
This forgetting is not the failure to remember that you can't no longer.
而是你不再被 influenced, 被 affected by your past.
But this forgetting is that you're no longer affected by your past.
他说我们能够 break the power of the past by living for the future.就是我们能够怎么样子能够从过去的这种辖制捆绑里面被释放出来呢？借着我们好好的活未来。
And again, this forgetting what's behind and reaching forward is no longer be bound by the things of the past.
借着我们能够从神的角度，能够给过去赋予意义和价值。
from God's perspective, now we can add value to the things that has actually did happen in our past.
他说约瑟就是一个最好的例子。
And for example, Joseph.
他对那些出卖他的哥哥伤害他的哥哥他说这是神打发我来的
and concerning his brethren who has sold him and who has betrayed him he said this is because God has sent me here
他说仇敌的意思是坏的但是神的意思是好的
as the enemy is, means to do me harm but the God's desire is for my good
所以弟兄姊妹不管我们自己是失败者或是受伤者我们都需要在主的面前祷告求神帮助我们
whether we are the individuals that have failed or those those who've been harmed we ask that the Lord would be our help
那个 memory 是不可能除去的
it is impossible to erase that memory
那个 memory 所带来的痛苦或是那种得意忘形的骄傲的情形可能都还是会出现的
and the pain and the pride or the pride that comes with those things they may come back
所以不光失败羞耻要忘掉
not only do we forget about the things that are shamefulOf our past,
连我们的得胜荣耀都应该学习忘掉
and even our victories and the things that we could take glory of we should forget about those things as well
这些都会影响到我们的现在
because all those things will influence our present or now
所以当你听到一个人一直在那里炫耀他的过去的时候
and you start hearing someone who keeps boasting about his past
你会想帮助他要谦卑不要再受过去的影响 影响到了你今天继续的进步
you want to help him to be more humbleAnd because these things can hinder his progress now.
不要让你过去的成就影响了你在主面前的谦卑跟蒙神祝福。
And do not allow your success and time past to influence the amount of blessings you can attain from the Lord now.
同样的，我们听到别人一直在那里懊悔过去、痛悔过去，甚至被控告不敢往前，我们也希望他。能够从过去的阴影里面被释放出来。
And again, if we come across brothers and sisters who are regretful, who continue, feeling bad about the past, we would encourage them to come out of that and not to be bound by it.
借着在基督里面过新造的生活来医治我们的过去。
And through living in Christ, this newness of life, that we may be healed from our past.
借着从神的角度来看我们过去，他所带给我们该学的功课。
From God's perspective, we look at our past to learn the lessons that we ought to learn.
让我们这个人能够更洁净。更顺服更谦卑
that we may be more pure more obedient and more humble
所以忘记背后努力面前其实是不容易的事情
and forgetting those things are behind and pressing forward it is not an easy thing
但是这是每一个基督徒都需要学的
but for every Christian these are the things that we ought to learn
每一个的现在我就是要Pressing forward.
And every one of our present, we got to press forward.
继续要往前去。
We'll keep going forward.
第三个，第四个事情。
Fourthly.
是向着标杆直跑。
I press toward the goal.
就是标杆要非常的确定。
You need to have a very clear goal.
要正确的标杆，而且是确定的标杆。
It's accurate, it's a good goal, it's clear.
中文翻得很好，向着标杆直跑，不光讲到方向要准，脚步要正。
Toward the goal for the prize, your direction needs to be right, and you need to pursue it.
没有人跑这个100公尺赛跑的时候是跑 S shape.
Nobody when they run the 100 meter dash, they would run crooked or.
虽然我目标很清楚。
Serpentine, because.
但是我这样跑来跑去，这样跑来跑去。
Though you have a very clear goal, but I run however I want to run.
不要说你不会破纪录，你不可能得奖。
Not to say that you're not going to break the record, you're not going to win.
所以保罗说要向着标杆然后直跑。
So Paul says press towards the goal.
所以有一次对不起，所以有一次越野赛跑。
越野赛跑
cross the country.
Cross country. There was a cross country race.
上百的人参加比赛
Hundreds of people that would be part of that race.
只有两个人得奖
There were only two people that won.
这两个人还不是跑最快的
And these two, they did not run fast. They were not the fastest.
因为只有他们两个人跑对了
And only those two ran the right track.
其他人都跟着群众一起跑
And everybody ran along with everybody else.
那他们以为那条大路就是了，没想到是这条小路
And everybody thought, oh, that main path, and everybody ran that.Way, but these two, they knew. This
所以我们要知道什么是正路，什么是神要的。
You need to know what is the right way. What exactly is what God wanted.
标杆要正确，方向要对，脚步要正。
Your goal has to be accurate and it has to be correct, and you need to press forward towards it.
第五个摆在最后，其实它是最重要的一件事情。
Lastly, is also the most important element.
就是为什么我要跑
Why am I running?
为什么我能够目标专一只有一件事情
Why can I have this singular goal and everything, all my focus is on this one thing?
因为在这里有我奔跑的目的有一个重要的结局在那里等着我
Because there's a conclusion, there's a wonderful conclusion that is waiting for me.
就是要得着在基督耶稣里神从上头要找我来得的奖赏
And it's to lay hold of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
而我们知道这个奖赏就是讲到基督自己啊
When we see that this particular prize, it is Christ Himself.
不是在天上给你一个大冠冕，给你一个中冠冕。
It is not that you would get a big crown or a medium-sized crown.
啊，也不是在天上给你管几座城或管几个省。
Or that you would have so many cities to rule over or so many counties.
虽然圣经上也有提到，但是其实我相信绝大多数的基督徒爱主不是为了那个。
And I know the Bible does talk about these rewards, but predominantly those who love the Lord, we're not loving the Lord for these rewards.
那如果我今天都没有地方住，我今天的 mortgage 都付不出来，你跟我讲天上有 mansion， 我不会觉得有什么。
If I can't even have a place to dwell, I can't even pay for my mortgage now. I really wouldn't care where I live in heaven.
但是真正抓住我们的就是基督自己是我们的奖赏。
What lay hold of us is that Christ Himself is our prize.
当我们真得到基督的时候，弟兄姊妹，所有的东西都不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, I want to say that when we have Christ, everything.Will no longer be the same.
当我们讲到奖赏是基督的时候，很多人就会说：“哎呀，太抽象了。”
And when we talk about the fact that Christ is our prize, and you guys would, a lot of people would say that's too far-fetched.
啊，太不切实际了。
It is not reality for me.
我现在眼前的问题就是我连找工作都找不到。
My current problem is that I can't even find a job.
我现在的问题就是我自己的这个婚姻大事还没有解决。
My biggest problem right now is that I can't even, I'm not married yet.
我现在的问题是我天天被我的疾病缠累。
My biggest problem right now is that I'm bound by the illness that I have.
我现在的问题是我孩子在反叛期，我们家天天在吵架。
My problem right now is that my kids are going through this rebellious age and we're fighting all the time.
那弟兄姊妹，我们会想到很多很现实的问题。
And brothers and sisters, we immediately begin to focus.A lot of things that's very real for us.
但是弟兄姊妹，保罗讲这些话的时候
，But brothers and sisters, when Paul says these words,
他一点不是在那里，只是这个叫做什么，完全不是不切实际的。
He is not divorcing himself from reality.
他知道他在讲什么。
He knows exactly what he's talking about.
他知道在基督里我们应该是怎么样子的情形。
He knows what condition we would be in if we are in Christ.
当我们得到基督的时候，真的是得到了 everything.
He knows that when we have Christ, then we have everything.
我们的生命一直被他改变，而这个改变给我们带来了极大的喜乐和笃定。
Our lives will keep being changed and being transformed, and this transformation will bring about a certainty, a surety.
我们自己都会感谢惊讶自己的改变。
We would be awed at the fact that we have been changed.
从前我是这样子的人，为什么今天同样的事情发生，我能够有不同的反应呢？
In time past, when I encountered this, I was so different than who I am now.
耶稣改变我了。
Jesus has changed me.
从前我对事情的追求都是那么肤浅的。
When I pursue after things, they were all so shallow.
哦，今生的。
They're all temporal.
只在乎眼前的。
I only care about what I see now.
而现在我居然有不同的眼光了。
But now, all of a sudden, I see things differently.
而且我祷告的时候发现事情发生了。
And when I pray, I'm discovering things are happening.
弟兄姊妹，在基督里面你会发现我们所注意的不再只是外面的祝福和恩典。
Brothers and sisters, you'll discover that when we are in Christ, our focus is no longer on the blessings and the grace that He has in our lives.
我们越来越多是在主自己身上。
And we begin to focus more and more on Jesus Himself.
我想你的孩子天天如果只谢谢你给他的糖，给他买的 game,而不谢谢你，你总是很难过的，对不对
？I trust that if you have kids and all they are appreciative of are the prizes or the gifts and the candies that you give them and not you, there's something that's hurting inside, right?
天天谢谢你爸爸，那个糖真好吃，那个糖怎么做的？那个糖太好了。
And they keep thanking you or they keep praising the candy that you gave them and wondering how that candy was made.
所以你发现，当我们数算主恩典的时候，很多时候我们都是数算恩典跟祝福本身。
A lot of times when we count our blessings, you discover that we are counting the blessings itself.
当什么时候我们开始数算的，不是说不能数算这些。而且能够更多是对主发生感恩的时候，表示我们成长。
But you discover as we are beginning to count these blessings, not that we cannot do so, but when we count them, we begin to look at the giver. We begin to thank Jesus Who's the source of those blessings?
我想有一个故事你们听过很多遍 Brother Ernest 不久前也讲过有很多的 version
then we know that we are being changed and transformed. And I know this particular story, you guys all heard different versions of it.
这个故事是我在书上大概快二十年前看的他还写他的全名我不会念一个法国人的名字
I read the story about 20 years ago and it was written by a particular author, a French author. I didn't know how to pronounce his name.
就是一个非常有钱的一个古典那个古董收藏家古画名画
he was a particular a collector of famous art.
他收集了很多世界上大家以为最宝贵的画
He collected many, many paintings that are esteemed as very, very precious in the world.
但是他的太太很早就去世了
But his wife passed away very early.
然后他跟他独生的儿子相依为命
And he lived his life with his only son.
但是没有想到他的儿子也在大概不到二十岁的时候也因为病而去世了
And his son, because of illness, about the age of 20, he also passed away
我只是简单讲这个故事他心里就非常难过郁郁于终
And so he was great sorrow when this happened
所以后来他也死掉了
And later on, he also passed away
全世界的名画收藏家都跑来因为有一个拍卖会
And then news was given and an auction would be taking place to sell all these precious art.
你们知道这个故事吗
And you know the story.
那么多的画摆在那里
And so many these famous arts are being displayed.
当拍卖会开始的时候
And at the beginning of the auction.
他们第一个的拍卖就是一幅现代画
And the very first piece was a modern piece.
不是以前的那些名画
It was not of those famous artists who's died already.
不仅仅画家没有名连画的人也没有名
The artist himself was not famous. The portrait was not very famous.
那就是他心爱儿子的画像。
It was a portrait of the son whom he loved.
拍卖的时候没有人要买。
And during the auction, nobody wanted to purchase that piece.
没想到他家的这个老管家、老仆人。
And the old servant for this house.
从小看着这个孩子长大。
He watched this little boy grow up.
他把他得到的钱拿出来买了这幅画。
And from the money that he had, he said, "I'll buy that piece."
因为他爱这个孩子。
Because he loved that child.
没想到才卖完的时候拍卖的人就说 auction 到此 over
and after this particular piece was sold the auctioneer announced okay the auction's over
他就念那个遗嘱
and then he begins to read the will
谁有我的儿子谁就拥有我的一切
whoever possesses my son possesses all that I have
弟兄姊妹这个故事先不管它是真的发生在什么时候真实性是什么
not to focus on when the story happened and how real the story was
它说稍微说明一点圣经里面的真理
but it does describe a particular portion of truth in scripture
在宇宙的创造者万有的主宰里面他的心就是这样
and the author of the universe the creator of all things this was his heart
谁有我的儿子谁就拥有我的一切
whoever possessed my sonPossesses my all.
所以以弗所书一章三节，我们在神曾经在基督耶稣里把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给我们。
Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that God has given us all the blessings in the heavenly places.
已经给了，不是准备给。
And has already been given to us, not that He's ready to give it to us.
神已经在基督耶稣里把天上各样属灵的福气就全给了。
And all the heavenly places, all the blessings has been given to us in Christ.
所以哥罗西书二章九节也说，神本性一切的丰富就是神的性情。
And Colossians 2:9 also tells us that all of the natures of God
都有形有体的居住在基督里，而你们在他里面也得了这个丰富。
Dwells in Christ bodily, and in Him you have this richness.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个好处神留下来不给我们。
There's not one good thing that the Lord will withhold from us.
但是从另外一个角度来说，神所有的好处我们一样都得不到。
But from another perspective, of all the blessings of God, you may not have a single one.
除非我们得到基督。
Unless you have Christ.
当我们得到基督，得到一切。
And when you have Christ, you have it all.
得不到基督，什么都没有。
If you do not have Christ, you have nothing.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神开我们的眼睛。
Brothers and sisters, we pray that the Lord will open our eyes.
太多的事情吸引我们的眼睛。
Too many things draws our attention.
我们喜欢看球赛，我们喜欢玩 video game, 我们喜欢上网，我们喜欢做这个做那个。
We love sports, we love video games, we love to do this, we love to do that.
第二弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里劝我们，他说我只有一件事情。
But Paul admonishes us that he has but one thing.
只有一件事情 one thing I do.
There's one thing that he's doing.
刚刚启正在带我们唱诗唱一件事的时候
And Brother Chi Chen was leading us in the time of worship the one particular song
我就想起我曾经认识的一个属灵长辈他已经被主接去了
I remember an elderly brother he's with the Lord now
他说他在年轻的时候
He said that when he was still younger.
他们宿舍几个弟兄，这个像弟兄之家，好，他们彼此追求。
Group of brothers, they live in the same place and they pursue the Lord together.
他说他跟他属灵同伴彼此之间有个默契。
And there's a chemistry between him and his spiritual companion.
他说不管我们在哪里哈。
He said, doesn't matter where we go.
我们有没有机会见到面讲话。
Whether we have the opportunity to be face to face to talk.
我们只要看到对方举起这个的时候，就知道什么事情。
And when we see each other, when we do this, we all know what each other's talking about.
这个表示什么？
What is this?
我只有一件事情。
One thing I do.
就是要得到基督。
To lay hold of Christ.
对不对？我只有一件事情。
It's just one thing.
但是弟兄姊妹，我觉得你要这样子也可以哈。
Brothers, if you want to do this, that's fine.
我们也来彼此勉励，我们这样子好吧？
We do this. This is better.
不光我们只有一件事情。
Not only one thing.
我们要得到神的上好，就是耶稣基督。
We want the very best of God, that is Christ.
不然我们每一个人可能都有 one thing. 你是想要读书，你是想要赚钱，你是想要找工作。
Perhaps we all have our own one things, as to a particular education, a job, or whatever it is.
这样不光是 one thing.
Not only the one thing that we're all pursuing.
而且是 the best thing, 最好的事情。
But we all going after the very best.
我们要得到神的上好。
We want God's very best.
就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
It is Jesus Christ, His Son.
然后我们也要活出神的最好。
And we want to live out His best.
就是活着不再是我是主。
And when we live, it's no longer I, but Christ, the Lord.
没有人举给你看，早上刷牙的时候对自己比一下。
And if nobody does this to you, when you're in the morning in front of the mirror, show it to yourself.
这是我今天的 goal.
Today, this is my goal.
One thing I do.
There's one thing that I do.
我要 attain God's best.
I want to attain God's very best.
然后我要活出他的最好。
And then I want to live out His very best.
不论生不论死，要叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether life or by death, that Christ would be magnified through me.
我们听这些话的时候，我们很愿意。
Friends, sisters, when we hear these words, I know we all have a willing heart.
但是你要把这些话放在平常最让你受苦的处境里面去看看。
But when we place these words in the circumstances that cause us the greatest pain.
当下次夫妻吵架，老板为难我们，身体病痛折磨的时候，这句话一样出来。
And the next time we're in an argument with our spouse, we have a difficulty at work, and we have physical ailments, when these same words are applied.
弟兄姊妹，这个是决定要操练的。
And brothers and sisters, we need to practice and practice.
One thing I do.
There's one thing that I do.
有一件事情，有一件事情，有一件事情。
There's one thing. There's one thing. There's one thing.
等一下，我们讲到我们是天上的国民，天上国民的 citizenship, 公民权是永远不会掉的。
And when we're going to talk about the citizenship of heaven, the citizenship we'll never lose.
但是奖赏会掉的。
But the prize we may lose.
我们不跑，不好好跑，得不到奖赏的。
If we do not run, we do not run well, we will lose the prize.
所以我们不光是天上的国民。
So not only are we citizens of heaven.
我们是在场上赛跑的人。
But we are those who are racing on the course.
我们每一个基督徒都被放在场上了。
Every single Christian has been placed on the field.
弟兄姊妹，只要你重生得救，你已经被神放在这条路上。
If you are born again, God has placed you in the middle of that race.
跑不跑是你我的事情。
Whether you run or not.
怎么跑是你我的事情。
How we run depends on you and me.
跑的结局是你我的事情。
And the conclusion of that race depends on you and me.
我们自己要去面对我们这一生的结果。
We have to face the end of our lives.
我们永远不会失去天上国民的身份。
We will never lose our position as citizens of heaven.
但是我们可能失去了神在基督里给我们的奖赏。
But we may have lost the prize that we would have gained in Christ. 所以
保罗说，我不是以为我自己已经得着了。
So Paul says, I do not count myself as having apprehended.
他问的是全力追求。
But I pursued.
那个原文是说把你全身的力量都挤出来用出来。
And the original language talks about using all of his might, every ounce of his strength.
我就是要得到基督。
I want Christ.
所以我在小组交通里面曾经听过有弟兄姊妹讲说，保罗能够做到这样子，因为大马色的异象。
And I've heard one sister that was shared in small groups that you know Paul's able to do this because he had the vision at Damascus.
那怎么办？我们没有一个人有大马色的
意象。So what happens to the rest of us? None of us had that same vision, right?
我大马色都没去过。
I've never even been to Damascus.
我现在更不敢去。
I dare not go there now.
叙利亚那边太危险了。
It is a very dangerous place.
对不对？弟兄姊妹，保罗这个人错误错得太厉害了。
Brother Sister Paul, he has erred so severely.
他一直以为他是为神大发热心。
He thought he was zealous for God.
神为了转他。
And God for the purpose of turning him.
神用特别的经历领导他。
And God used a special experience to come to him.
今天如果你说要有大马色的意象才能爱主的话。
If you say only for this experience Damascus for me to be able to love the Lord.
那个常常会成为我们的借口跟拦阻。
I will tell you this becomes a very easy excuse for all of us.
保罗是因为他错得太厉害。
Paul's because he's erred so badly.
然后保罗是因为神有太重要的托付要给他。
And also because God has such a important commission.
保罗有太严肃的征战，太重大的代价要付。
There's such a severe battle that he needs to face, such a price that he has to pay.
神向他显现。
So God revealed himself to him that way.
但是保罗生命的改变。
But the transformation of his life.
保罗生命的长大成熟跟你我一模一样。
The growth of his life is no different than you and me.
借着对神对神的话信而顺服。
And his absolute obedience.Concerning the word of God.
耶稣基督来到地上的时候，不是来的时候就是成人了。他从婴孩长起。
Jesus Christ, when he came, he did not come as an adult. He came as a babe and grew into adulthood.
他借着这天上的父神，在平凡、在今生充满苦难的世代里面，绝对的信而顺服而长大的。
He trusted and obeyed his heavenly Father in all things through this process of growing up.
保罗在大马士路上遇见主的时候，基督临到他。
Paul, when he met The Lord at Damascus, Christ came to him.
但是他跟我们一样。
But he is just like us.
要长成基督成熟的身量，这是一个过程。
He needed to grow into the full stature of Christ. That is a process.
他也是一样，借着凡事上忘记背后，努力面前，忘记背后，努力面前。
And through the same process of forgetting the things of past and pressing on towards the future.
借着我只有一件事，只有一件事，只有一件事。
And through this one thing, one thing, one thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，不光是要有一个清楚的标杆，
So brothers, not only do we need to have a clear goal,
我们也要有坚定的心智。
We need to have a steadfast heart.
所以这一路上有太多的事情会来打断我们。
And there are too many things in this life that's going to put an interruption to our run.
有外面的，有我们里面的软弱。
Things that are outward, things that are inside.
外面的挫折。
And the conflicts outwardly.
里面的灰心和放弃。
And the despair and the giving up within us.
外面世界的诱惑。
The temptation of the world.
里面肉体的贪恋。
And the lust of the flesh within.
外面的难处。
The difficulties on the outside,
我们里面的小信，通通都会打扰我们。
And the lack of faith within us, all these things would hinder us.
但是保罗告诉我们，我们中间只要成熟的人都要存着这样子的心智。
But Paul says, all of you who are mature, you all ought to have the same mind.
如果存着别的心智，主要用这个来指示我们，要把我们带回来，把我们纠正回来。
If you think otherwise, the Lord's going to correct you, He's going to change you and bring you back.
然后底下说到，无论我们到了什么地步，都应该这样子做。
And he says, no matter where we are, what we do, how what we have attained, we have to do this the same thing.
千万不要读成，然而我到了什么地步，就当照什么地步行，好像是说，哎呀，顺其自然，不要勉强。
Again, the Chinese translation verse 16 just says we go along with our circumstances. That's not what the scripture is talking about.
好，我们乃是要都要一起好好起来的。
But again, nevertheless, doesn't matter where you are, you need to rise up.
Walk by the same rule.
He's very specific. He says, walk by the same rule.
假如你今天要到一个，你今天到一个深山，到南美里面。
For example, you're going to the Amazons, deep into the South America.
你不知道路怎么走出来。
You don't have a path that is laid out in front of you.
然后有一个非常有经验的这个在当地长大的人告诉你。
And there's a native who grew up in that place, and he tells you.
你只要碰到任何岔路需要选择的时候。
And whenever you come to a fork in the road.
二右一左。
Two rights and one left.
两次走右边，下一个走左边。
And make a right on the first two forks, and make a left on the third one.
啊，你不管发生多少次，你就这样走，你就会走出来。
It doesn't matter what happens to you, as long as you follow this rule, you'll get out of the jungle.
啊，你如果听他的话。
And if you listen to him,
你就走得出来，你就走得出来。
And then you could get out.
你不听他的话
If you don't listen to him,
你看到下一个该左了，你说你看那么多人都走右边。
And you say, okay, the next one I'm supposed to make a left from what he said, but everybody's going right.
你看右边那条路更宽更好走。
And the road on the right seems a lot easier, is broader.
或是右边有 lake view.
And there's a lake view on the right side.
那么漂亮的风景。
And I can see the beautiful scenery.
不管什么理由。
But no matter what the reason.
如果你不照着他所指示你走的话，你早晚失迷。
If you do not follow the rule this native has given you, you will be lost.
等到你碰壁，你只好再 make a turn 回来，重新算我刚刚应该是向哪走。
And then if you didn't follow him, you got lost. You got to backtrack and remember where did you not listen to him.
我们就白费的功夫，白浪费的时间。
And you discover you wasted your time, you wasted your effort.
那我希望几次的不顺服以后能够让我们学会信任他所说的。
I pray that the number of times of disobedience would turn us to the point that we would trust and believe what he's telling us.
就是保罗劝我们的，不要再走迷路了。
And so this is what Paul's telling us. Don't get lost anymore.
要有坚定的心志。
Have a steadfast heart.
就是一件事。
One thing.
得着基督。
Lay hold of Christ.
只有一件事。
One thing.
得到神的上好，活出我们
的最好。Have the very best of Christ.
好，这是保罗告诉我们的。
And this is what Paul's telling us.
那接下来
to follow,
保罗讲到未来的时候
when Paul talks about what's to come,
他讲到基督是我们荣耀的盼望
that Christ is our glorious hope.
他劝我们要一同效法他也当留意看那些留意我们、照着我们榜样行的人
And he admonishes us to follow his example and those who also walk by those same pattern.
这就是保罗伟大的地方
And this is how great Paul can be.
他把谦卑
He takes humility
跟把握平衡得这么好
and certainty. He balanced it so well.
谦卑，没有人像保罗这么谦卑。
There's no one as humble as Paul.
但是你如果要说骄傲，其实不是骄傲，他那么笃定，你们要效法我。
You look at it, you say, "Oh, that's prideful." But no, he's so certain of it.
因为他知道他所传的是什么。
He knows what he's preaching.
他知道他过生活的原则是什么。
He knows the principle of his life.
他知道他所走的路是什么。
He knows the path that he's on.
所以他能够一再的说，你们要效法我。
Therefore, he can say, "Look at me. Use me as a pattern."
他现在甚至说要留意观察那些效法我的人。
And he says, "Not only me, but those who walk by the same pattern."
你发现他们不一样了。
You discover they're different.
他们走出来了。
They got out.
所以我听到弟兄姊妹顺着顺服神的话就被改变了，我们就赞美神，真的是走出来了。
So when I hear brothers and sisters by obedience they trust the Lord, they got out of their circumstances. We praise God because they know the secret now.
所以神家需要榜样，需要见证。
And brothers and sisters, the house of the Lord needs examples, needs testimonies.
让我们一起加油哈。
That we will all help one another.
好，我们昨天几个年轻弟兄帮我抬书架，抬了六个书架的书到我的办公室来。
The number of younger brothers and sisters, brothers who were moving a bookshelf for me to my cube.
啊，完了我们。一起出去吃饭
And afterwards, we went out to eat together.
吃完饭的时候，我们在门口等。等的时候我们在讲话
and we were waiting at the door and we were chatting as we were waiting.
讲到中国二胎化以后造成那么多这个这个大家借着这件事情在网络上听说有很多的对话 我是只听到一两个
I heard there's a lot of communication that's going on with China's new policy about allowing two children per family
但是他们告诉我们说就算改成二胎化很多人也都不生了
and even if the new policy is instituted a lot of people don't want kids anymore
我们说在台湾也是一样我跟于师母过马路的时候看人家推车过来一看里面是狗或猫
and Taiwan we say it's the same wayPastor Nancy and I were walking on the street. People would be walking around with a stroller, and we go look at the baby, but it turns out to be a dog or a cat.
那现在医学院的学生都不去学妇产科，都当兽医去了。
And all the doctors and nurses, they no longer focus on a maternity wards or delivery.
好，我就很好奇地问他们说：“你们都计划生几个？”
And so, in curiosity, I asked those brothers that were standing there, young brothers,
你们猜，
how many kids do you guys want?What's the answer?
在台湾是负成长的哈，你生孩子还给你奖励，政府给钱的。
In Taiwan, if you have kids, the government actually rewards you with money.
我很高兴，他们 minimum 是 two.
And every one of them says minimum two.
还有更多的。
And some wanted more.
我听着就很高兴，觉得不一样啊。
And I was very glad to hear their answers.
还没想到有一个弟兄讲，他说因为我们周围的榜样很好。
And a particular brother says that we have great examples around us.
我听着很高兴，对不对？你有榜样才敢生嘛。你不然天天看到人家吵架离婚的，就不敢多生。
I was very happy to hear them say that you know there are good examples around us, examples of how people can have more kids and they can follow that path.
所以已经结婚的弟兄姊妹要做榜样，好让教会生养众。
So, brothers and sisters, if you are married and you have kids, or you want, let's all have more kids. That the house of God may be fruitful.
第二个，要防备那些基督实教的仇敌。
And he warns us that to be against those who are enemies of the cross.
保罗在这里说，有许多人行事是基督实教的仇敌。
And he says that there are many who would live or do things.But they do it as the enemies of the cross.
我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们。
Because I've told you this often, but now I tell you this weeping.
弟兄姊妹，保罗为什么这么重，甚至要流泪告诉他们？
And why is Paul so serious? Why is he at the point of weeping when he's telling them?
因为这些人就像《使徒行传》二十章，他告诉以弗所的长老，他说这些是凶恶的豺狼。
And as Acts chapter 20, he was telling the elders of Ephesians, these are wolves among sheep.
他们外表做的是叫别人来跟随他。
Outwardly, the things that they do, they're attracting people to follow them.
但是加拉太书里面是讲到说，他们目的是要把你们 exclude， 把你们从神的救恩里面给切掉的。
But the book of Galatians, Paul says the reason why they do what they do is because they want to separate you from the grace of God.
他外面对你好得很。
They're very good to you outwardly.
外面也要你们来关心他，来尊重他。
They want you to care about him, to respect him.
要你们听他的，听他的教训。
And to listen to his teachings.
但是目的是要把我们从救恩里面带出去。
But the purpose of all this is to take you out of salvation.
所以保罗在这里讲这些人的时候，他心里面一点不是因为嫉妒而来的。
Paul, when he says these things in verse 18, is not because of envy.
他是爱自己的孩子们，怕他们真的认贼为父。
He loves his old children. He is fearful that they would take a wolf to be their father.
而这些人被称为基督十字架的仇敌，因为他们否定了十字架的绝对性跟完全性。
And these people are the enemies of Christ because they rejected the absoluteness of the cross.
他们认为光基督的十字架不够。
And they feel like the cross in itself is not enough.
还需要行割礼。
You need to also be circumcised.
还需要守安息日。
You need to keep the
还需要这样，还需要那样。
You need to do this. You also need to do that.
弟兄姊妹，这把神儿女们从救恩中带出来了。
And so now they have led the children of God out of the grace of God.
你不管读使徒行传、读加拉太书、读罗马书，你发现这些教会里面都有这样子的人。
Whether you're reading the book of Acts, Galatians, or Romans, you'll discover that at those times there are people that are rising up that are doing these things.
我没有时间去讲了，但是保罗都是用很重的话讲这些。
I don't have time to go through those in detail, but Paul is very severe in words when he talks about.
他们就是叫人去跟他，这是他们的目的。
The whole purpose that men would follow them.
他们的神是自己的肚腹，说的他们只重享受。
Their God is their own belly. It talks about their own satisfaction.
他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，他们就是只重虚荣。
And they glory in their shame. They only care about the vain glory.
专以地上的事为念，就是只重今生。
And they only set their mind on the things of earthly things.The things of this life.
换句话说，这些人只重享受，只重虚荣，只重今生的人。
And they only care about enjoyment, their pride, and what they have in this life.
他们在那里夸口自己是行过割礼的。
And they boast to everyone, I am one that is circumcised.
他们在那里夸自己的好行为。
And they boast of their good deeds.
保罗说，这是以自己的羞辱居然当作荣耀。
Paul says these are to be the things that you are shameful of, but you glory in them.
就像那个国王的美衣一样啊。
Just like that the king with a glorious robe.
被欺骗，以为穿了一件透明的。人看不见的美衣上街去加冕典礼。
That king that was deceived and thinking that he is putting on a wonderful gown, yet he was actually naked and attending that.
让别人看见他的羞耻。
And then everybody saw his shame.
今天我们什么时候骄傲
？And whenever we are prideful,
我们就是在暴露自己的肤浅跟羞耻。
We are exposing how shallow we are and how shameful we are.
我们自己有一天回头看都会羞耻。
And one day when we look back, we will be ashamed of ourselves.
这是我们在主的面前。求神怜悯我们的啊
！So we ask the Lord to be merciful with us.
最后一件事情
，And lastly,
要持定天上国民的荣耀身份和盼望。
And hold fast to the glorious position and hope of the citizenship of heaven.
刚刚我讲的他们三个特点，第四个特点就是他们的结局就是沉沦啊。
We talked about again those people we mentioned earlier. Their conclusion, their end is destruction.
好，那我们现在讲到天上的国民。
And again.The citizenship of heaven.
在这里讲到一个极大的对比。
There's a big contrast to the group of people we just talked about.
基督十字架的仇敌跟天上的国民。
The enemies of the cross of Christ versus those who are citizens of heaven.
保罗说我们却是天上的国民。
And Paul says, which we are.
今天地上的人为了拿美国公民权不知道花多少功夫。
In this world, a lot of people want to have the citizenship of the United States. They use...All sorts of means and money to try to get it.
花钱花力花心思就是为了拿到美国公民。
They don't care how much they spend, how much effort that they would put into it. They want the citizenship.
你看拿到绿卡了，拿到公民了，你看我们高兴的。
We got the green card. I'm a citizen of USA. We're all happy and joyous.
但是拿到天上 citizenship, 我们很少 celebrate.
But we hardly celebrate when we have the citizenship of heaven.
不光是天上的 citizen, 我们是天上的公民，然后我们现在是基督的大使 ,ambassador for Christ.
We are not only citizens of heaven, but we are also ambassadors for Christ.
这是圣经的话，不是往脸上贴金。
This is not us trying to elevate ourselves, but what the word of God tells us.
今天你拿到了美国公民，然后成为美国驻中国的大使，你看看你神不神奇。
And if you are a citizen of America, and you are also an ambassador,of America and China, don't you have something to boast about?
今天我们是天上的国民，然后我们是基督的大使来到地上。
But today we are citizens of heaven, and yet we are, and also we are the ambassadors of Christ in this world.
所以保罗劝我们要持定这个天上国民的荣耀身份跟荣耀的盼望。
And so Paul says, you got to hold fast to this glorious position and this glorious hope that you possess.
两个盼望，一个等候救主耶稣要再来。
One, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back again.
第二个，我们的卑贱的身体要被改变，身体要被改变。
Secondly, this lowly body will be transformed to a glorious one.
我们再也不生病了。
We will no longer be sick.
再也不软弱了。
We will no longer be weak.
你们，我说你们要看我肿瘤的话，现在看，将来看不到的。
I've said to a lot of people, if you want to look at the tumor on my face, take a good look at it now. You won't see it in eternity to come.
要看我的皱纹，要看我的老，现在看，将来看不到了。
My wrinkles, my aging, take a good look now because you won't see it then.
将来怎么样？圣经上说我不知道，但是我们知道，他若显现，我们要像他。
How I will be, I don't know, but I know the scripture says that I will be like him.
你们怎么都不笑呢
？How come none of you guys are?
弟兄姊妹，我们身体要被改变啊
！You guys ought to be joyous because we are being changed.
永远不再朽坏，不再衰残。
It's no longer be corruptible. It will no longer fade away or fall away.
不再玷污。
And no longer be defiled.
那是将来要发生的事。
These are the things that is to come.
卑贱的身体将来要被改变。
This corruptible.Based body will be changed.
而在今生，在你我活着的时候，我卑贱的生命要被他改变。
But brother and sister, while we are still alive today, this debased life is going to be changed.
这是一个太荣耀的生活。
Should be changed because it's a glorious living.
我们这般人是自天而来，为天而活，向天而去。
We are people that is from heaven, living for heaven, and moving towards heaven.
我们一起说好不好
？Can you repeat that together?
自天而来。
We are from heaven.
为天而活
We're living for heaven.
向天而去
We're going towards heaven.
我们唱诗篇，不是唱诗歌十七首。
Hymn 17. Sing it together.
我们不会疲倦不唱这首旧诗章
荣耀归神哈利路亚我们是唱他有信心比前更坚强荣耀归神哈利路亚神的儿女有权利可以大喊的大唱因为前途更光明我们混合是飞翔不求我们到天上就要超级我君王荣耀归神哈利路亚我们今生在那救赎大爱的乐中荣耀归神哈利路亚我们心中可及犹如他身上高空荣耀归神哈利路亚神的儿女有
一起感谢主哈。
Thank the Lord together.
为着神把我们摆在这么荣耀的路上。
That the Lord has put us on this glorious path.
给我们一个这么荣耀的前途。
This glorious future.
给我们一个这么清楚的标杆。
With such a certainty and the clarity of the goal.
然后给我们这么多同奔天路的同伴。
So many companions that are on the heavenly way.
我们一起感谢主。
Let's thank the Lord together.
少数人简短的带我们祷告。
Ask a few brothers and sisters to pray for us. Praise your Lord.
So sure that we're walking on the road to heaven. Amen. We're waiting for the day when we'll be caught up with you in the heavens, Lord.
Amen.
We can't wait for that time, Lord.
Amen.
Let us be ready to meet you and let us start now. Let us not go back and look what's behind, but you are ahead. We are pressing on toward you. We want to go toward you. When you come back, may we go with you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus, we pray that we will always set you before us.
Amen.
Really, that you would really be the one thing that we are after.
Amen.
Lord, the one thing that we are living out. Oh Lord, we pray that these things that we've heard becomes reality of everything that we face each day.And God, we pray for the Holy Spirit to be a reminder in us often.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, oh, Lord, you know our nature. Oh, Lord, that oftentimes we are not mindful of the heavenly things. We're not mindful of the things of the Spirit. But, oh, Lord, we want to be. Oh, Lord, we want to be changed.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, this glorious opportunity.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, that we can be changed inside before we are changed outside.
Amen.
Oh, God, we thank you for your wonderful promises.Holy Spirit, we pray that you will work that work in us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we pray that in our families, in our small groups, in our church family, we will live out your glory, God.
Amen.
We thank you, Jesus, in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen.All things are changing, but you are forever the same.
你永远是我们那独一而且荣耀的标杆。
And you are our one and a glorious gold and purpose.
你是我们的至宝。
You are our utmost prize.
你是我们活着最大的意义和价值。
And you are the reason why we live and our value and our worth.
你是我们内心最深的满足和安息。
You're the greatest satisfaction, the peace within us.
主啊，得着你就得到了一切。
Yes, Lord, when we have you, we have everything.
没有你，就算我们得到的全世界，也都是没有价值。
If we don't have you and we have all the world, there is of no value.
主啊，你怎样把这样子的心智放在保罗心中，也求你放在我们里面。
Lord, as you place such a desire in Paul's heart, we pray that you would put it in all of us.
让我们里面有真实的谦卑，有神圣的不满足。
And a true humility, a true a holy, heavenly dissatisfaction.
我们有清楚的标杆，我们有笃定的心智。
A clear goal and a certainty of mind.
那我们真是只有一件事，就是要得着基督。
That we really only have one thing, that we will lay hold of Christ.
帮助我们在你血和恩典的底下，学会忘记背后，努力面前。
And under your grace and under your blood, that we will learn to forget the past and move forward.
好，让我们那天见你的时候是欢欢喜喜。
That day when we see you, we will be rejoicing.
是欢丰丰富富的进神国。
And a fullness that we enter into the heavenly home.
把所有在难处中的弟兄姊妹都交给你。
Again, we bring all the brothers who are in difficulties into your hands.
不管是身外的，是身内的。
Whether those difficulties are outward or inward.
不管是工作上，家庭里的。
Whether it's be at work or be at home.
主，不管是什么。
Lord, no matter what it is.
我们都求你帮助我们在你的恩典中。来经历你，来得着你，来活出你。
We pray that you would be our help, that in your grace we would experience you, we would lay hold of you, we would live out for you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.